Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yeah!
Welcome to the show, everybody. You are listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I am your producer, Jack Merkel, and I'm glad to be here. If you have a story or an encounter you'd like to share on the show, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, hit the contact section, and you can reach us that way as well. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. If you want some of that swag, some of that drip, as Tony says, some of that Merk merch, head on over to MerkMerch.com and get yourself some swag. We have hats, hoodies, and t-shirts, and more to come in the future. So go on over to MerkMerch.com to rep that drip. All right, so today we have an incredible, different kind of episode. Tony found himself in the studio a couple weeks ago watching an old episode with Dr. Laura Sanger, and he thought to himself, I think a really good idea would be to watch this and react to it in real time for all of you to see his current thoughts, what he's thinking about it now, some questions that he may have not asked, and all of these other things. It was really cool to see it. I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Today, we have a different type of episode. I was supposed to do a remote interview with a fellow that I still will do, but we had to reschedule. And he has some wild stuff, a lot of cryptid stuff that stems from New York State, Connecticut, New Jersey, down here to East Tennessee, where he's at now. So him and I are going to have a great conversation. But as I was sitting here preparing to maybe get my hands on other types of work, I started thinking maybe I do a watch along with the members where I take an older episode and I watch it with y'all. And maybe I pause the video for added commentary. Maybe I missed something the first time around that I caught the second time. Maybe I think differently now and I correct what I said, or maybe I add more depth to my understanding that I didn't do the first time around. So I thought maybe this would be a good opportunity to do so. And I started thinking, which episode should I start with this? Like, what would be fun? And, you know, I started looking through the archive on YouTube and some of the top episodes. And I was like, man, there's so many good ones that we could start this with. And then I came across episode 508. And it is not an episode where somebody comes on the show and tells this wild story. It's actually an episode that was very transformative in my mind on how I view these things. I didn't know it at the time, but when I was talking to Dr. Laura Sanger for episode 508, we called it Nephilim Mind Virus. She was laying out information that was clicking in my brain in a way that I didn't quite understand at the time, but it was going to be a very transformative moment of my life on how I view things. And we evolved since this episode, but this was a staple episode in the timeline of when things started shifting again for me. So I often say there's about three stages to this show. The very first stage was in the beginning of the show. I interviewed people on their encounters and it was story time with Tony. Tell me your experiences and let's have some fun. And then as I heard people's stories and their experiences, I started learning and I started connecting dots and I started asking more pointed direct questions to the person, whether it's on the interview or after, because as I started hearing things, I started noticing patterns and I started putting things together and it was still stories and experiences, but it was with a direction and purpose. And then there was another shift that happened and it started happening around episode 508 with Dr. Laura Sanger, where I started connecting dots and realizing if what I think is true, then I have an obligation to act accordingly. And that didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen quickly in my mind. I wish I would have done it quicker, but it started the process of me saying, this is a deeply spiritual thing. A lot of the stuff we talk about on the show is deeply spiritual. I didn't totally comprehend it at the time. And there's a lot of people who would balk at that idea. Like Bigfoot's not spiritual. It's just a hairy monster a hairy giant in the woods that we just can't keep up with. And we'll find it one day. And I don't think that's true. I think that there is a spiritual component to this. And the more I started understanding that, the more I felt like an obligation to, again, change the direction on how I approach this platform. And so now we still do stories and we still have great conversation. And I would say it's a lot of times it's jovial conversation. I'm not looking to have a conversation where everybody walks around depressed and sad because of either what they've done in the past or there's no hope for the future. We try to be jovial on the show, but we do try to bring the truth of the matter in play. The truth is we are spiritual beings and we're living in a cosmic spiritual war that's been going on since before we were born. And every day we wake up and there's an enemy seeking our destruction. And if you believe that like I do, then we only have one response and it's to act accordingly in everything we do. And one of the biggest things that we need to do, if that's true from a Christian worldview perspective, if that's true, then we need to make our lives about Jesus because that's the only thing that matters. And that's the only person that's going to save us from this slop that we're in. So anyways, episode 508 was a transformative moment for me. It was the beginning. It was one of the beginning steps into what we know the show to be today. And I thought maybe we'll try this walk along with this and see what's what. I don't know what we're going to get into. It's been a long time since I listened to this interview. And so with that said, let me bring that up on the screen here and we will get this show going. I hope you guys can see that. It should be working. Usually when I do a screen share, I have somebody to confirm with me, but today we are flying solo and I will get this show going. Again, this is episode 508, Nephilim Mind Virus. My guest was Dr. Laura Sanger, our beloved friend on the show. And this was my first time ever talking to her. So let's get to it. Oh, and also just side note, grab some popcorn, have some fun. I got myself some protein chips here. The guys brought these into the studio the other day and I loved them so much. They got me four other bags. And so you might see me chowing down on some chips. I will try to make sure I mute my microphone when you see me eating, but let's treat this like a movie theater experience and have some fun and just enjoy each other's company. All right, let's get to it here. All right, today we got Dr. Laura Sanger on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So months ago now, I heard you on my good friend's podcast. All right. I just got to pause it right there. I'm not going to pause every 5 seconds, but would you look at that studio, first of all? It doesn't look anything like that. Excuse me. It doesn't look anything like that now. I am sitting in the same spot, but the table is turned. I was facing this way behind me, and you see the corner of the room, no paint, nothing, and just bare. So the studio's changed a lot. The lighting's changed a lot. And would you look at that mustache? I don't shave my face like that anymore. That mustache is super thin. But we all have to grow in some way. So now I have a fuller mustache, a fuller beard, and a fuller heart for you guys. Let's get to this conversation. Oh, and by the way, if you do hear my puppy at any point during this, he is sitting next to me and he's losing some patience. So if you hear him barking, I will try to mute out and just keep the episode going. Here we go.
Sam Tripoli, tinfoil hat. And he encouraged. Thank you for being here. So months ago now, I heard you on my good friend's podcast, Sam Tripoli, tinfoil hat. And he and I connected years ago when it was funny because he said to me, he wants to do more, or he didn't say it to me. He said it on the show. He wanted to do more paranormal conversation. And I said to myself, well, I was driving a tractor trailer at the time. I was like, well, that fits me. And so I reached out to him. He had me on the show. We've become good friends. And when I saw you were on the show and what you were talking about, I was like, well, I think this would be a great guest. And so since then, it turns out you and I are both going to be at BlurryCon, which is going to be hosted by the Blurry Creatures podcast, both as speakers and contributors. But before we get into today's conversation, which is going to be awesome, could you let people know a little bit about yourself, your background, and where you're coming from?
Absolutely. So my profession, I'm a psychologist. So I went to Fuller Theological Seminary and got a PhD in clinical psychology and then also a master's in theology. And I practiced for a while, but retired from clinical work in 2013. But I still keep my license active, you know, do continuing education. And throughout my career, I specialized in chronic mental illness, personality disorders, addictions, and adolescent treatment. So I also am, I'm just one of those people who absolutely loves to learn. So I'm constantly formulating questions in my head. You know, I got to research this and research that. And it actually, I've been involved in research since 1989 when I began at the VA Medical Center in La Jolla, California. I was at UC San Diego at the time, and I was doing full-time work in the Department of Psychiatry doing research. And I was hooked from that point forward. And so I've been involved, like I said, in some level of research ever since then. And I brought that skill set along with an expertise in spiritual mapping to offer this unique perspective on a book that I wrote called The Roots of the Federal Reserve. And I'd have to say, you know, writing that book was a super unique process for me because I never intended to write a book about the Federal Reserve. I mean, I'm a psychologist after all. What would I be doing writing a book on the Federal Reserve? But it really began for me in 2014 when I just kept feeling this nudge from the Lord to write a spiritual mapping prayer brief on the Federal Reserve. Now, are you familiar at all with what spiritual mapping is?
No, and I saw that in the email. I wanted to ask you because I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's kind of a niche within you know, Christianity and spiritual warfare that many people don't understand. So what spiritual mapping is, it involves, looking, gathering information on the spiritual, the social, and the physical pulse of a society or a people group, you know, an institution, a city, a state, whatever it is the focus of that mapping assignment is. And what we do is we dig through history to uncover ancient roots of defilement. So there's three components to spiritual mapping. There's reconnaissance, there's research, and then there's informed intercession. So with reconnaissance, what we're doing is we're gathering a team of people who have gifts of discernment, for example. So these are people that can see into the spiritual realm, that can feel like what's coming off the land itself, and also who, you know, are skilled in hearing the voice of the Lord. So we'll go on to the land itself and just ask the Lord to show us what's happened here. And we take notes, and then we pair that with the research component. And that involves, you know, digging through historical documents. We'll obtain demographic data.
So as she's talking here about the spiritual mapping, if you recall, we just did another episode with her in studio talking about spiritual mapping. And I think we missed the mark on, well, not we, I missed the mark on diving more deeper into the spiritual mapping on this conversation. So I'm really glad her and I developed a friendship and we were able to do the spiritual mapping episode that you guys recently heard on the show. But then also, like, it's all God's timing, because I was able then to go out and do spiritual mapping with her locally, which was just a huge eye-opening experience. This was, again, just such a beginning stages of a relationship. I look at her as like a spiritual mother in my life. She is absolutely awesome.
Data will even interview local people to kind of get their perspective of what's happened. And then we find that looking through old newspaper articles can be incredibly insightful. So then we take all that information, we pull it together and write up a prayer brief that has these targeted prayer strategies. And that's what informs intercession. Because really what we want to do is we want to help equip those people that are praying for the land and for the people to be able to strike at the root of the issues. And what we've discovered over time is that there's four types of iniquity that can create a stronghold on the land. Iniquity is a pattern of sin. And so what we're looking for is, has there been sexual perversion, idolatry, broken covenants, or bloodshed? And if there has, if those have been patterns of sin on the land, then most likely a stronghold has been established over a territory, and that negatively affects people whether they know it or not. And so what we want to do is we want to equip people to be able to go on the land and pray and break off curses, uproot wicked structures that have been established. We want to tear down strongholds. All of that is in prayer. And then we want to release, you know, the full measure of blessing that God has intended for that land and that people. Because ultimately, we want people to come into a greater awareness and the fullness of what God has called them to be or created them to be. So that's spiritual mapping in a nutshell. So what happened for me is in 2014, like I said, I just kept feeling the Lord nudge me to write a spiritual mapping prayer brief on the Federal Reserve. So that's what I did. And I gathered some intercessors and we prayed through those targeted prayer strategies. And I really thought my assignment was done. You know, I thought, okay, time to move on. But the Lord just kept nudging me that he wanted me to pick it back up. And so finally, after about a year and a half of him nudging me in 2016, I picked it back up and began researching and writing. But I really didn't know what I was writing, because for the first, you know, that first little while, it was becoming way too big for a spiritual mapping prayer brief. You know, those are 5 to 10 pages. So for the first year, I'm like, what am I writing, Lord? And finally in 2017, he clued me in that he wanted me to write this book. And so I spent 4 years researching and writing the roots.
So I want to let you guys know something about Dr. Laura Sanger. She goes to God and asks God for direction on virtually everything. She doesn't take decision-making lightly. And I'm not sure if she talks about it in this episode, but she often describes it as she's asking the Lord for the scrolls. And it's not physical, literal scrolls, but it's the idea that he's giving her the direction, the scrolls, and the directions are in the scrolls. And that's what she's describing right here. I don't think she actually uses the word scrolls, but that's her process, and that's what she's describing here. So let's get back to her.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stopping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.
The impact of myasthenia gravis symptoms can pile up. Plans getting rescheduled. Hobbies being left behind. Everyday tasks going unfinished. If MG keeps disrupting your life, the burden may be bigger than you realize. Learn how to assess and track the impact of your symptoms so you can talk about it with your healthcare team. Take the next step to better understand how MG symptoms may be impacting your life. Visit mgsymptomimpact.com.
This is Kristen Davis from Are You a Charlotte? For timeless style that still feels fresh and modern, Tuckernuck has become a favorite shopping destination. From elevated classics like denim, striped tees, and crisp button-downs, to chic looks for weddings, vacations, and everyday life, Tuckernuck makes getting dressed effortless. Plus, they curate an incredible mix of brands, with new arrivals dropping daily. Visit tnuck.com and use promo code IHEART for 15% off a first purchase.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know that moment when you're in your stylist chair and you're describing your dream hair like it's a Pinterest board come to life, but you have zero idea how to make it happen at home? That is my Roman Empire. But Amiga totally gets it. Their clean, vegan, cruelty-free, clinically proven formulas are why stylists swear by them. I'm obsessed with the Wizard Detangling Primer. It's like a magic spell for my hair. For a limited time, save 15% off your order with code FAMOUS15 on loveamika.com. Restrictions may apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is Kristen Davis from Are You a Charlotte? For timeless style that still feels fresh and modern, Tuckernuck has become a favorite shopping destination. From elevated classics like denim, striped tees, and crisp button-downs, to chic looks for weddings, vacations, and everyday life, Tuckernuck makes getting dressed effortless. Plus, they curate an incredible mix of brands, with new arrivals dropping daily. Visit tnuck.com and use promo code IHEART for 15% off a first purchase.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know that moment when you're in your stylist chair and you're describing your dream hair like it's a Pinterest board come to life, but you have zero idea how to make it happen at home? That is my Roman Empire. But Amiga totally gets it. Their clean, vegan, cruelty-free, clinically proven formulas are why stylists swear by them. I'm obsessed with the Wizard Detangling Primer. It's like a magic spell for my hair.
For a limited time, save 15% off your order with code FAMOUS15 on loveamika.com. Restrictions may apply.